A couple proposals at the state capitol would ban legislators, the governor, and other state officials from fundraising during budget negotiations. They'd take effect in January of years when a state spending plan is drafted and last until the governor signs the budget into law. River Hills Republican Senator Sheila Harsdorff says the idea is to take away any appearance that political contributions buy influence. She says incumbents would still have plenty of time to raise money before their next election.
The budget process is early on in our two-year cycle, and so we are a long way from the beginning of a campaign. And, everyone knows that we're voting on a lot of spending items within a budget process.
The measure stalled in a House committee last week, but may come up for a vote again. Some lawmakers expressed concern that the measure is too weak, since it would only create a temporary scheduling block for fundraising. Jay Heck is the director of the political watchdog group Common Cause of Wisconsin. He says there's a reason proposals like these have yet to pass in the state.
We have a system in place right now that is so dependent on money that leaders have not stepped up to the plate to try to cut that umbilical cord.
In the meantime, Heck's group has asked lawmakers to sign a voluntary pledge that they'll hold off from fundraising during budget talks. And he's hopeful a broader campaign finance proposal will pass, one that provides more public funding for elections. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.